Nico.
Hi, Nico. This is Tina from Local Splash. I'm one of the supervisors here.
Yes, ma'am. How
yeah,
are you?
I'm good. I'm getting back to you. I was kind of reading the notes on the account. It looks like you were in progress of building your own website, and then the site that we launched was on the same domain?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, question, because it's...
Go ahead.
Well, it was showing that one of our customer support agents talked to you on the 25th of October and mentioned you were still working on the site. So they said that we would launch one in the meantime, and then when yours launches, we can replace it. But what happened to the site that you were in progress with? Do you know?
I'm unable to link it, and this all stemmed from my frustration of being unable to link my Taylor Brands. I built with Taylor Brands that I purchased, right, and put a lot of work into, and I've been trying to put it live for over a week, and just tracking down on why, and yet my concern really came about when I'm asking why. It's cool to say, hey, well, we posted ours. That's cool, but nobody knows how that came to be and now why I'm unable to. It's not on anybody's side other than my account. That website domain has been manipulated, and now I'm unable to link my true website. I can't link it to that domain. And that's frustrating. That's costing me business at this point. And I'm like, wow, dude, if it's this complicated, let me just get back. Maybe I jumped the gun by allowing to do business with your company, and I need to build up my infrastructure. So I do that, right? I need to do that. But I'm also like, hey, man, you guys haven't really provided me anything other than it's in confusion. And when if you went back to the call that I spoke with the rep that I spoke with today, like, it's not good enough that a customer's info could go through things that you guys, nobody knows who did this, right? Like she told me today, I'm not even sure who put your account. And I'm like, wow, that scares me. I just want to end my agreement and I want my money back and I want to manage my accounts. And if it comes a day where I feel you can help grow my existing website, then cool. But she made that clear. That's your role. So I'm like, yeah, and I thought so, and I didn't need a placeholder with a company that's not my company online with a phone number that's not mine. And I get that it's a Google phone number, but do you get the credibility when people are like, yeah, is that your company? And I was like, huh? No. It was a disconnect, and I'm embarrassed, and I just want to fix my end and go my way.
Okay. So I want to kind of let you know that I spoke with the web development team, and I confirmed that you never gave us the credentials to that domain, but even if you did, we don't take ownership of it or block your access to it. So whatever problem you're having with that, it's not through us. It's through whoever, you know, maybe Taylor Brand, but it's not through us. I confirmed that with them several times. They think the reason that this happened is when we create the temporary site for you, we'll send you a little preview like, hey, you know, here's a link to your new website. And then if you like it, you can push it like to go live. So what they're thinking is that when you pushed it to go live, maybe on your end, you were logged into your domain and that's where it happened. Okay. So, couple of things. Number one, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, the $249 that you paid is a non-refundable amount. And that's because obviously in order to get a business on
that.
The first
page. I'll cut it right now. I'm hacked off just because of my previous conversation more.
I'm so sorry. Let me see who that was that talked to me earlier. Catherine. Okay.
Cool.
I was just looking.
She's not at fault. She's just trying to get it going, but you get where I'm like, like there was a disconnect of not knowing. That's scary to me. And I'm like, dude, and I'm paying for this, and I didn't even want to do it. Like, I literally got beat up into doing this via that. And I'm in sales, so
oh,
I'm like,
I see.
Ah, let myself go over that for a deal. I know in my mind the rate I'm paying is beautiful. It's there, but I need my website up. I'm struggling. I'm in a race. I'm in an industry where I'm in a race to secure a certain amount of client to carry through the holidays, and now I'm in a loan rate. Now I have to go get a loan because I've been wondering why it's not all going. Everything I made is off the land Andy's list. I've not made anything.
Oh, I see.
Right?
So
and
let me tell
organic
you something.
That would help me.
No, no, I want to explain one thing to you is that first page placement on Google, it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations, indexing.
Totally,
so because
totally
of that,
we
do put in the terms that first page placement takes 45 to 60 days. So it's
totally.
Not like
I
anybody can flip
that.
A switch.
I understand that. It's more about my legitimate website and me taking leads that I had 65 personal leads that I started this mission with. And they're, I'm like, yeah, check it out. Go pull scholars on Facebook. I said the Facebook, but go to my website is my real website. It did not have to have some dude that doesn't look like me wearing a shirt that's not mine. And I can't even get the picture, and I'm just frustrated. And I'm like, I got a lot of work I need to do, and I never should have said yes. And I'm saying that, so I'm going to take the L of 250 as a learner experience there. And I'm unsatisfied that I feel I explained I was very forthcoming with my position, my current situation, and who
I get
I was
it.
Working
yeah.
With. I just wish
sure.
That it's a small, it's 250, but that 250, I really wanted to grow this relationship and ratchet it off because I have my, I'm ready to do my Google profile and everything today, right? It's just that I've been in the field working and it's just distracted because it's y'all, it's not just y'all. Every facet of my business has 100 phone calls that come along with it. And
yeah,
I'm like,
I bet.
Man, I just need to, I should have, I explained to the guy, didn't think I was ready to make that jump, and that's my fault, so I'm willing to do it. I just wanted to make it, I'm concerned when the biggest concern was the website, the fact I don't know where that info is going, that customer data coming through there, I don't even know if legal, I have a very good relationship with my attorney from my company, a personal friend. And he's like,
oh,
well, that's even getting all that data. He's like, you could be hemmed up and everything. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But I don't feel good where I'm at with y'all. And I know I'm not, I don't want to pay $250 ongoing and pay cash.
Sure.
I don't have it through the holidays.
Yeah, I understand. So if you want to cancel it, I'll do it now because I want to absolutely respect you. But also, if you want to have the opportunity to get the most bang for your buck and recoup some of that money that you've invested, what I could also do is push your next billing out 2 weeks for free. And my objective in doing that is to fix things. Number one, we would take all of our information off of poolscholars.com. You could go and reactivate that site. In the meantime, if you need a site, we could put our information on something similar, whatever is available. Maybe poolscholars.net is available. Just as a temporary fix, you know, the guy on the picture is a stock photo, so we can take that down. I mean, obviously, we recommend that, you know, initially we have to launch things with stock photos just to get them up and running.
Right.
But I always tell people, if you're proactive with your account and you use your own content, you're going to see much better results. So I could even show you how to go on the dashboard and do edits if you wanted to keep the site
I saw
the way
that
it
today.
Is.
Today's
if
the
not,
first day I've had fun with it. So
Okay, right. Good.
What you presenting me, when would my bill be? Just give me a
date. You would be pushed out all the way till December 5th. So keep in mind, you're still on a month-to-month program, so if come December 5th, you still don't want to continue, no problem. You just call us a couple of days ahead of time and cancel it, and you won't have any further charges. But that way you'll get more bang for your buck. And also, the call tracking number, that's just a feature that we offer as a preference. You don't have to do it. If you'd rather have people call this number outright, absolutely. We'll take the call tracking number off and we'll funnel all of the calls to come directly to this 0583 number. But my main concern for you above and beyond the website is the fact that that Google video verification hasn't been done yet. And I know you said you have time today to do it, which is excellent. What that
help
is,
me with all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. Right? So they'll ask you for the video verification, and when they do, it's a good thing that they offer it because they're protecting you, and all you have to do is upload a couple of things to show that you're a valid business in the area, and then Google says, that's great, now we'll publish him. Right? So that's all that is. It's a simple process that usually only takes 10 or 15 minutes. And, you know, if you decide to continue with that extra 2 weeks for free on the back end, then I could even have someone from the verification department call you and kind of walk you through that.
Here's
okay?
What I'm going to do. If your person would have given me and said, hey, this is what we could do, that's where I missed, where I started thinking about it. I'm like, wait a minute, dude.
Yes.
All right. I'm good because I'm the first person to say I'm not ready. Now, I did start with that with, I believe, Paul. When this all began, I didn't think I was ready. I'm like, go ahead. I had Ali pitch me for 2.5 hours, right? And
oh,
I set up front with the guy in my position.
Yeah.
Huh?
I
know. They advertised the free gift card, so I was like, I'm not doing anything. I'll take a $50 gift card, right? And not only did they scam me out of the gift card, but I laughed at him and I just said, hey, at some point there's two things and I would be remiss if I didn't tell you. Number one, I told you I would not proceed today. You tried to close me with every arm twisting, time sensitive thing. These are all tricks that I train employees on, right? I told you I managed a $56 million consult portfolio annually. Okay.
Yeah.
As a sales manager. Know what this does. There's nothing you're teaching me at this point.
Yes.
It said, I understand how it's a weapon and I know it's a timely weapon. That's why I'm like heated. Is I'm like, this is probably the most important. Let's get into demographics. If I pay you that $250, outside of the referral, there's only referrals make me grow better with a better return rate. Okay.
Right.
I can't put my money in any smarter spot than with an SEO optimization, right?
Like exactly.
The only way I grow unless I do it all on my own. So
what
you provided me is a way to fix my issue of not obtaining the income, and I got a feeling I won't cancel. I can just set up the calls that I need to be setting up with you guys because now today's the first day I logged on the dashboard. And
oh,
so
good. Well, I'm glad.
With my website, what I edit on there, how does that website, let's say I'm able to totally revamp my website today, copy it into the editing software that you guys have from your dashboard?
Mm-hmm.
How does it get uploaded to the domain?
So any revisions that you make through that business info page on the site, it's automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your website within 1 to 3 business days. However, typically stay within that template that you see, meaning everything is customizable as far as the colors, the font, the pictures. But the layout isn't. I mean, if there's something special that you had on the other one that you'd like on this one, I could send it over to the, you know, web department as a special request and just see if it's possible.
Awesome.
But typically the templates all stay pretty much similar. It's just all, everything else is customizable. Okay. So, I just wanted to set a proper expectation. And then if you want to keep the site that we built on that domain and just, you know, have, you know, make some revisions on your end, what I would do is I would have them secure the domain, because right now it's not secure, which is why you couldn't pull it up with the HTTP, but you could pull it up with the www, you know, so we would get it secured for you if you want to keep it. If not, again, we could just move it over to a different domain temporarily.
It's just that I have so much good info, not only pictures, layout, and everything. Like, it is literally, if I could figure out a way to give it to you guys today and you guys do this for me and get it up there, that's all I want, because then it's what's going to make you guys rock stars, right, to me, is that
of
website.
Course.
And that's what I kept saying. That's why I was like, I don't want a placeholder. I've told Angie's List my own. I've had two other companies that are like, we provide this service for free. And I'm like, good for you. I'm cool. I paid for this, because I paid a lot more than I thought. When you get on the Taylor brand, it's all sales, 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 and I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
And, I'll be honest. I have two products. Here's where I'm at for you, and why I'm glad I can keep this relationship, is that I have another LLC that I just shelved, but I tried to bring him up simultaneously because I share an employee. Right?
Okay.
And it makes sense because it's handyman work, right? And we fencing and handyman, general handyman work as I'm getting my contractor's license. So ultimately, I want to grow that whole thing, right?
Yeah.
My thought was my pool company, because of my experience, and I know what I'm doing from day one in this industry. Handyman, I'm the first one to admit I haven't done that professionally. But this, I walked in and I hit the ground running, where my margins are 75% currently. That's with your cost factored in.
Wow, good for you. Awesome.
And I spent a lot of time, a lot of research to make this puppy pop. And I'm like, why am I not getting bank on my investment? And I'm 10K in. And I'm like, right now I'm trying to secure a line of credit, is where my focus has been. And I'm like, I've scrapped everything now. And I'm like, okay, I need to get my website up and running. I'm going to add up so I build to a 40 count, and then I'll hire.
It's
been good.
So I am so thrilled that you are, I mean, you have such a good business sense, and you're going to grow the handyman business, you know, LLC eventually. And right now you're focusing on the pool. That is so awesome. And we can, you know, definitely help you with the other one, you know, down the road if need be. Now, preview of the website that you had in progress by chance that you could email me that I could send over to that department?
I can send you the site link of that.
Okay. It's a site link, but a different site link than the one that, not the same domain, right? It's just kind of like a preview site link that they sent you?
Yes, ma'am. Right now, like if I go on and I click on their dashboard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm, after I get off with you, I'll figure out everything with them. They provided a lot, but I have the Pool Scholars, the actual My Live website is on this multiscreensite.com.
Okay.
And so what I can do is copy that link and email it to you.
Okay. I'm going to send you an email right now that says, reply to this email with your preview site link. And then when you get that to me, I'll get it over to the technicians, and then they will be able to mimic what you're sending us as closely as they can, of course, within our template, right? But as closely as they can. That way you don't have to worry about spending a whole lot of time on it. Unless there's something extra, like pictures or something that you wanted to, that, hey, I have this, you know, that's not on the site preview that I'd like to add, then of course still go to the dashboard and make some revisions there. You know what I mean? So, but I would want them to try to help you out and get it as close as they can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just sent this to you, and I'll be honest, I think you guys are using basically the same engine of editing software, so I think it's going to work with your template.
It should. It absolutely should. But I don't want to make any promises without seeing it. But I see. I got the link. Let me make sure I can open it. Okay. Oh yeah. This looks very similar to the one that we built. I think we could do this. Okay. Oh, I like the dog at the bottom. Is that a client of yours or is that your dog?
Actually, I'm trying to think which dog it is. Hold on.
It's a bulldog, I think.
Okay. The cartoon one?
No, it looks like it's a real dog in a real pool. He's in a inner tube with a graduation hat on.
That's our cartoon dog. Okay, cartoon dog of my real dog. I have my this is why I'm fighting. My real dog and my grandson are going to replace everybody doing the same action. My grandson is dressed up as a professor, and the dog is a scholar. And in the interview, and my dog has his own Instagram. He's completely. He probably could hire you guys before I can afford to.
Right.
So he's basically his great great granddad is $1 million dog that you can look up. If you type in Louis V. Foley, that's his granddad. And my dog looks like the spitting image, fans, except I kept his tail and ears. So my dog is like potentially $100K a year dog, but he's a family. He's my
those
grandson.
Are the sweetest dogs. Yeah, I love bullies. They're the best.
So he's raised around my grandkid, and that's actually his best friend. So they have their own Mr. Spoon because he likes to cuddle. Right? Mr. Spoon. This is why I mapped out. I can't go to Mr. Spoon that I've built up this infrastructure. So now I'm Big Spoon, Mr. Big Spoon, 6'5". And I'm like, Facebook's impossible to crack when you forget a password or something. It's the worst.
Yeah. So, yeah. Of course.
The security site, right? Which when everybody goes, I don't trust them. I'm like, they have the best security in the industry. I said, just lose your password and try to get it back. And you understand that these crooks are at a different level than you can think.
Oh, yeah. So, it happened to my daughter. She lost access to her Facebook, and she's been trying for years to get back on it. And I told her, come on, is it that hard? And she can't. Yeah, she's like, I don't know what happened, but I can't get back on. It's so weird.
They don't play games. When they ban you, they don't. And that's what I'm encountering is I didn't realize some reputations of pool companies. And it's funny because my past company that I retired from is on like a list of something on Yelp, and I was dying laughing because I know the reviews. I'm sitting here, so my only thing that could go live, even though I was going to edit it because I won an award from Angie's List. So
oh, I see.
Our reviews have been good, and all those same reviews are willing to give me the same Google review. So I'm probably going to have 10 reviews overnight if it works.
Yeah, the Google page launches, we'll send you a review generator email that's linked up to it, and you can just copy it and paste it and send it to those Angie's clients that already wrote a review for you. And because it's so simple and just the matter of a click of a button, most of them are going to just click on it and leave you a review on Google, you know? So that's awesome. So I want to make sure, just so that I have all of my ducks in a row here, is that the number that you want to promote is not this number. This is your cell, right? You want to have the one that's on the preview, which is the one that's ending in 4546?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll take the call tracking number off. You don't have to have that, and then we'll just promote that number outright.
It was less. Can they update that number on my Facebook? Is that it shows my personal number? I don't want to tip off certain people. This industry is very, very tight. I'm not from this industry, so I happen to be in it for 10 years.
Yeah.
I don't want them to know what I'm doing until I get to a 250 customer count, because immediately they'll figure out my playbook, because I've written all the pricing structure for this company for years.
I see. Okay.
You understand? They'll understand. They'll go, oh, he's got a good, better, best. He's doing bop, 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 and he's going to figure it out that's worked for me. So I have to be very selective on this till I can – but I've changed it, right? I've got a good thing to cover it because I don't want people to know. right?
Yeah.
Until I'm at the 250 counter.
So
all
you want
I'm doing
the 4546 number updated on everything,
yeah.
right? Not
yeah.
the personal number yeah. anywhere. Okay, we can do that, and we'll take the call tracking off. And then is it a benefit to you to have us take over the site and kind of mimic this one, meaning would it
yeah.
save you money with the other company? Because if not, I mean, I'm okay with just letting you contact them and figuring out how to launch this one, because this one's beautiful too, you know? So that's just a preference. You don't have to do the site through us, right? But if you wanted to,
no,
then absolutely.
I would just rather, because I think my calls, my energies, if I can only make 100 calls in a week,
yes.
and only 5 for advertising in my business and 95 for customers,
yes.
I want my 5 to be with Local Splash, who's making me money, not wasting my time with Taylor Brands, who's already got my money, and they're not really interested in delivering that.
Got thing. It. Okay.
Right?
So let me
they
send
gave
this
me what
over.
What they owe me, and I'm
mm-hmm.
good.
Good,
and
okay.
I'm mad with them because I understood their agreement. Just like when you said yours, I'm like, yeah, I agreed. Okay, I guess it's refundable. I'm not going to lie. I'm the first to not read it, agree to it.
Of course. Yeah, no, I'm guilty of that too. I always want to just, you know, get like what, if it says, you know, click here and sign this, I just want to get through it just so I can, you know, go on to my next
about,
task.
When
so,
I
yeah,
talked
I
to the
it.
Paul guy,
yeah.
when I was talking to Paul and he got down to 250, I knew the value and I said, let's do it. This is a no-brainer at this point. Right.
Yep.
And it was, for me, it was a principle of there's some weird website. You can't tell me who did it. Or provide me any solution. You're telling me
yeah, that's
it is
scary.
Us. We don't know
yeah.
why it's there, and I'm scared now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was glad that web development department was able to, you know, respond to me quickly and tell me exactly what happened, because then
mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, that makes sense. That's how it happened. So moving forward, Miko, what is the credentials to your domain? I want to send it over to them, because it sounds like you're not going to work with that other company at all anymore, right? You've already...
Right.
Okay, yeah, so, but you still own the domain as far as you know?
As far as I know, but I've never talked to them. I literally go from a dashboard.
Okay,
right
if
now,
for some reason you don't own the domain, then don't worry because we've already acquired it, right? So you don't have
okay.
to worry about that.
Yeah.
yeah, but let's say that they go on there to make some edits, and because you pushed it live on your end while you were logged in, and then let's say they can't log in, then they can't edit it, right? So what is
okay.
the login for it, just in case, just so if we have...
I don't have that info.
Okay, can you reply to my email later with it? Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
So the preview that you have there, is it something that you had logged in and kind of worked on in efforts with them, or they worked on this
I
just
built
by
that
gathering
Taylor Brands?
Taylor
totally,
Brand.
Right?
So,
my dashboard through them. And literally, you push it to go live, right? It's similar to yours. Like, I push it to go live, and then I connect the link to upload to the domain. And I paid for everything, right? So...
Mm-hmm.
What I'm having to do with Taylor Brands is find out what third-party agreement they have, link with that actual company to control my company. And it's cool. You learn and you live, and it helped me get live on Pool Scholars. But
mm-hmm.
it's some complexities that I don't want. That's why they call me every day for PM in a box.
Yeah.
My other company, and I'm like, I don't want to proceed. And they tried to charge me $1,200 to an account that no money's in, thank God. And I was like, wow. And I told the lady, I said, I don't want to purchase anything until I actually get my website and have one done 100%.
Yes. So, what is the username and the password for the Taylor Brand dashboard that you were working on? Because that's what
okay.
I would need just in case the technician tries to mimic this.
Okay. Get in and pull that up real quick.
But I want to make sure you, as far as you know, you bought the domain from Taylor Brand and you own it. So you can do whatever
Correct.
You want with it, right? Okay, good. That's what I
Correct.
Just want to make sure. Okay.
The username is mikoamo
mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
mikoam what?
mikoamo KANO
mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
Okay, and then the password?
Okay, I'm going to try to get
Is your name Hawaiian?
No, but it does go there. Okay, I got my password.
Okay, what is it?
It's Vako, capital V as in Victor, mm-hmm. lowercase a, lowercase t, lowercase o, pound mm-hmm. sign, mm-hmm. 8810.
Okay, so V like Victor, A, T as in Tom, O, pound signed, 8810.
Correct.
Correct? Okay,
and
perfect.
Yeah, the V was capital.
V was, oh, that's right, I forgot to say that, but I do have, that's the only uppercase one that I have is the V, everything
right.
else is lowercase. Okay, perfect.
Right.
Okay, so then we'll get this all knocked out for you. I'm going to make sure that they will, you know, update the your actual phone number on everything and take down the call tracking.
Awesome.
And then in the future, I don't recommend that you do this right away, but, you know, it's excellent to bundle the service with the Facebook ads for the first couple of months because it will jumpstart the profile and get you on Google quicker. Once you're ranking
okay.
on Google, if you ever want to take those Facebook ads off, that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. So that's just an option.
Okay.
You know, I just wanted to let you know that that's available.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
the Facebook,
mm-hmm.
it works well in this industry.
It does. Yeah, a lot of people say they absolutely love it, and sometimes people call us and even increase the budget on it. And then other
right.
people say that they're doing so well on Google, they don't think they need it, right? So it's kind of,
right.
you know,
it's
kind
all
of,
about
I guess.
The capacity.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
So last question, do you want to go in and do the video verification using the instructions on the email, or do you want me to see if I can get someone from that department to call you and kind of help you walk you through it? Because they don't mind
they
doing
me
so.
They instructions. I think I can do all that today.
Okay.
In the course
okay.
of today and get that ramped up. That was my intent to begin with, how I started
Please
this
do.
Whole journey.
Yeah, and you know what? My direct line is at the bottom of that email. So if you have any problems when you're going through it, please
awesome.
Call me, and then I'll get James or April. They're in the verification department. I'll grab one of them to get on the phone with you if you have a problem with it. But like you said, the instructions are very self-explanatory, and
right.
at the end of the day, it should only take you 10 or 15 minutes. So I think you'll get it knocked
no,
out
she's
pretty
very quickly. Thorough helping me. It's
Good.
Just that I've been... I actually have it all. I just got to do this all from the phone that it's on. So
got it.
I got
okay.
to work through my own tech issues and my own tech guy, and that's scary. So.
Well, I'm so glad that, you know, you have a little bit of time today to do it because, you know, I tell you, I talk to business owners day in and day out, and sometimes they tell me, I work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week,
yep.
and I tell them, look, you got to take a little bit of time to enjoy it, too, you know.
It's not even enjoying. It's really structuring your rhythm as a business owner that you're an owner. So
yes.
you wear every hat. And my problem was I hired an employee too early, and because I really hired him for the PM in a box, but I used him on the pool side. So
uh-huh.
I was all the money I'm making with my pool company was paying this guy. As I'm
oh,
growing.
Oh, no.
And I'm at the point where I'm like, I put so much in my personal, I had a limit. And when I
yeah.
hit that limit, I was like, all right, dude, here we are. And he didn't understand. He's done all this work for years, but he quit my last company because when I quit, he was like, I'm going with you, or I'm quitting anyways. And so I let him
oh,
know I had
I
a
see.
Job. So
okay.
that's kind of where we're at. So he hates doing certain aspects of the pool company and loves what else he's doing that he's great at. Like this man could come in and totally remodel your house, do all the work. Gorgeous. He does work, but he hates doing the pool side. And
mm-hmm.
I like the pool side, and I hate, like, I've had to paint. I've had to change toilets, like all
yeah.
types of stuff. And I'm like, I finally sat down. I said, I did not expect me to paint or do this aspect for PM in a box. It was meant for me to be labor free. My labor was sales, marketing, CFO, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
that's
so
makes sense.
Yeah. What I've learned is that I've now set like every Wednesday, that's all I do is do the office side of the job right now. And then
nice.
I'll add a day as it grows. When I can't finish it in one day, I'll go to two. So like this is my marketing time period right now. I did all my business invoice, but nobody teaches you how disciplined you have to be. And so I turned down $600 today in potential money, right? And I only need $282 to stay in business to pay the bills. So I couldn't use it. It would have helped me for 2 days. But I said, Nico, if you do not get this website up and running, you're just tossing money off. And you're losing it and you're not building. It's the subscription of loyal followers that follow me year in and year out that I need. Right?
That's the big piece of the puzzle that a lot of business owners miss, you know, they don't take the time to do that. And then they're just trying to go out and just juggle everything out in the field, but they never try to handle the behind the scenes work. And that's so huge. You know, you'd be surprised how many business owners don't care. They're just like, oh, we hired you to do it. Put something up. We don't care. You know, and I'm just like, that's great. But if you're proactive with your site, you're going to get much better results. You know,
I could probably do. I know I want to be a post a day at every media forum I can.
Yeah.
Right? Not just do a stagnant post because I take beautiful pictures every day and I have over 1,000 pictures. I have 1,000 pictures and all I got to do is pull up one, write my ad, turn around and email this client that I've had a relationship for years. Hey, this is an illegal agreement. It's not going to cost you anything, but it's definitely not going to cost me for me to throw you up online and say I clean your pool, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So everybody that's in there is an actual pool that I do, an actual customer that's subscribed, and that's how they've negotiated their cleaning rate. They're instead of me paying a company, I'm paying them to be a live model so that any customer says, no, I want to talk to this person. I want to see what you did.
Yeah. Good. So, that's awesome. So you have a live reference if need be.
It makes it cheaper for them. And it's cheaper for the advertising. And I've just been doing this for a long time. And so it's just, I did not take the time to base it. I should have had you with all this stuff done up months ago. And I would be sitting back chilling happy as heck. And I'm not.
Yeah, you would have saved yourself a lot of time. Well, hang in there. You've only been with us for 3 weeks, but we're going to get this all straightened out for you. So, you know, as long as you can get that video verification knocked out today, you're going to see much, much better results now that you're going, you know, getting closer to, you know, where you'll get to the 45-day mark. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well,
one last question
that
I have for you from the dashboard, and I am about to go get a debit card for my business account. Am I able to now change my payment method from the
Absolutely.
Dashboard?
Absolutely. Awesome. So when you're on the dashboard, all you have to do is you'll see your initials in the corner in a little circle, MK. When you hover over that, it will drop down account settings or logout. So when you click on account settings, it'll take you to the page where it says personal info, password, billing.
Awesome.
So you just click on billing and you put that new business debit card in there, okay?
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your time. It was
you're welcome.
I'm grateful because that lets y'all make what's right and lets me do what I owe you to do. And
yes.
I think there's a great relationship. Thank you.
I'm so glad. Yeah, and I thank you for your patience and everything and for explaining to me what happened so that we could rectify it. So we're all good to go for now. If you need anything else, you can call me. But if not, have a really great rest of your week, too. Okay, Miko?
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.